Chapter 7 Sticks and Rocks. Wizfiddle had the Gorgons bring two rocks over and set them side by side. They were more like boulders from the elderly wizard's perspective, but they would suffice for his purposes. He paced back and forth in front of his pupils while trying to figure out precisely how he was going to handle this. It wasn't as though he could use the methods that his school teachers had employed when he was a lad. For one, there weren't any rulers large enough to smack a Gorgon's hand with enough force to exact discipline, and even if there were, Wizfiddle wouldn't have been able to pick one up without the use of magic. Secondly, he would have to be out of his mind to smack a Gorgon on the hand. Under the assumption that they couldn't quite be as dumb as they seemed, he decided to go with the direct route. "You see all these rocks?" he said, tapping each rock with his staff. They all nodded dumbly. "How many of them are there?"
"Two,"
they chorused. "Very good," Wizfiddle said with a smile. "Now, what makes you think that there are two of them?" Their faces contorted in such a way that Wizfiddle wondered how much effort it must have taken to power a brain the size of a Gorgon's. Then again, there weren't any records available that described the anatomy of the creatures in any great detail, so it could well be that the grey masses housed in their noggins weren't all that large at all. Biddy slowly raised her hand.
"Yes, Biddy?"
"There's two of them because that's how many you say to bring."
"That's true," Wizfiddle replied. "But when I instructed you to bring two of them, how did you know that it was the right amount?"
"Because you say that's what you wanted,"
answered Kaboom.
"I know that, but why didn't you bring three or five or even 10?
"You didn't say to do that,"
Biddy replied.
"You want us to get more?"
"No," Wizfiddle said as he tugged at his beard. "My point is that I want to know how you knew that you had successfully brought two rocks over."
They all pointed at the rocks that were sitting in the clearing while giving Wizfiddle a "who's dumb now" look.
"All right, let's try this a different way. If I asked you to bring another rock right now, how many rocks would there be?"
That set them to working out the equation again. This time, Lunk raised his hand.
"Lunk?"
"Two and one,"
he said.
"Sorry? Two and one?"
"Yep,"
Lunk replied.
"You got two rocks there,"
he said, pointing.
"And there would be one more."
"Wouldn't that make three rocks?"
Wizfiddle asked suggestively.
"Nope,"
they chorused. Wizfiddle was now the one who was confused.
"Why not?"
"'Cause them there are two already,"
Kaboom said.
"Wait, wait, wait," Wizfiddle said, waving his hands. "You do see that there are really two rocks here, right?"
They nodded. He reached out with his staff and tapped on the left rock.
"This is one rock," he said, and then tapped on the other one. "And this is the other rock, right?"
They were squinting now.
"If I were to take the left rock away," Wizfiddle said slowly, "how many rocks would be left?"
"Half of two,"
Biddy answered.
"Yes, and what number is half of two?"
Biddy frowned, looking up and to the left. She pursed her lips a few times and appeared to be doing calculations in the air with her fingers. Wizfiddle noticed that the rest of the Gorgons were transfixed by her actions.
"Nope,"
she said finally.
"That number don't exist."
"Sure it does,"
Wizfiddle stated.
"It's one."
"That don't make no sense,"
Biddy argued.
"How can half of two be one?"
"Because," explained Wizfiddle, "one plus one equals two."
"Huh?"
"Hold on a second here,"
Wizfiddle said as a thought dawned on him.
"Are you telling me that when you search for things in a particular number, you've just memorised an image of the quantity without actually counting up to it?"
Silence.
"Right, okay. So if I asked you to get me 50 rocks, could you do it?"
"No such thing,"
Kaboom answered.
Aha!
So they were seeing such things as groups. That was going to be problematic. Somehow he had to get them to see things as individuals, and then as groups. He stepped away from the rocks and drew a long line in the sand using his staff.
"How many lines do you see now?"
One,
they said together.
Correct.
He then drew another line next to the first one.
And how many is that?
One and one,
they answered.
Right, and wait, what? No, that's not right.
He glanced back at the lines.
It's two.
No, it's not,
Biddy said, crossing her arms.
You draw the one, and then you draw the next one, and that mean it one and one.
Whizfiddle tapped his forehead against the staff for a moment. Then he had a thought.
Everyone close your eyes.
But we's not tired,
complained Lunk.
It's just for a surprise, Lunk. You'll be able to open them back up in a few seconds.
Oh, okay,
Lunk said with a smile.
I like surprises. Me too,
agreed Kaboom.
I hope it cake. I like cake,
said Biddy. As they continued talking about their hopes for whatever it was Whizfiddle was working on, he stepped a number of feet away from the original lines he'd drawn and quickly drew two more. He wanted to make sure that there would be no confusing the two sets. He walked back to his original spot.
Okay, he called out over their discussion. You can open your eyes now.
They did, and they were studying the area carefully.
Where's the cake?
Lunk said sadly.
Sorry, Lunk, there is no cake.
You said there was gonna be cake,
Kaboom admonished.
Actually, Whizfiddle countered, I never said anything of the sort. But maybe after we have succeeded with our lessons, we can focus our efforts on finding some cake then, eh?
Oh, that's okay then,
Kaboom said.
Yeah,
Lunk agreed. Whizfiddle stepped to the side of the original lines and pointed at them again.
How many lines are here now?
One and one,
they replied.
And here?
He asked after walking over to the new set of lines and pointing at them.
Two.
What's the difference between this set of lines and that set of lines?
Biddy said as she glanced at the others and shrugged.
That set is two and that set is one and one.
Whizfiddle sighed.
Fine,
he said. Then he erased one of the two lines from the new set.
How many are here now?
Half,
they argued.
No, not half. It's one.
He started jumping up and down as best as a 650-year-old man could.
It's obviously one. Any moron can see it's one.
Yep,
Biddy said with a nod.
Wait, you agree?
Yep, you think it won, yeah?
I know it's one.
That make you a moron,
Biddy noted.
Cause it half.
What?
You say that any moron can see that the half is one.
Right?
Do a half be one?
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
It's simple,
Biddy stated.
Do a half of something be one, or do it be a half?
A half, obviously,
Whizfiddle replied, tapping his foot.
Then how do you call that one?
Biddy said, while pointing at the remaining line in the sand. Whizfiddle began to reply, but stopped himself. This method of teaching obviously wasn't going to work. The fact was that Biddy was technically correct from her perspective. The two lines to her were one item that just used the name two to represent them. If he had drawn four lines, they would call it four, but it wouldn't be due to them counting the items to four. It would be due to them growing up with the understanding that four of anything had the name four. If he erased two of those lines, they would call that half as well. In order for there to be two lines, they would never have seen the four lines in the first place. The entire thought process began to hurt his brain. He sat down and put his head in his hands. There had to be some way to get through to them, but it would require teaching them how to split items into individual parts in order to make up the whole. On the face of it, this wouldn't be complicated to teach someone who had never been exposed to the terminology before, but to a group of people who had grown up believing in a certain way, it was an exercise in futility. It rather reminded him of the upper world's insistence on using the metric system, while the underworld stuck with the imperial system.
Why them look so sad?
Asked Kaboom after a few moments. Whizfiddle looked up at the concerned faces. It wasn't their fault that they weren't the brightest bunch in the world.
It's just that I really needed to get you all to say that 1 + 1 = 2, so that I could finish a quest successfully, he said tiredly.
That's it,
Kaboom said.
That's it.
No problem,
Kaboom said, and then he looked at the others. They all took in a collective breath and chorused,
1 + 1 = 2.